Hi, I'm Bill Satterly, along with Kent Lindquist. We're bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz tonight, and what a lovely way to spend a Sunday evening. I'm going to kick off the show with a Bucky Pizzarelli CD entitled Five for Freddie, and that was Freddie Green that he was talking to. He's paying a tribute to him, and it features Bucky on guitar, Warren Vacher on cornet, John Bunch from Tipton, Indiana on piano, Jay Lionheart bass, and Mickey Rourke drums, doing a tune entitled Groovin' High. It was Bucky Pizzarelli playing a Dizzy Gillespie Charlie Parker tune, Groovin' High, with Warren DeShay on cornet.
The great Count Basie first recorded with a big band back in 37 on Decca. Then he went to Columbia in 39 through 42. It was with RCA in 47, 49. Then the big band business fell apart. He had a sextet and an octet, 50, 51. He recorded on Cliff and Verve for Norman Granz for a few years, starting about 51, and he was with Roulette Records in 58, 59. Finally, he ended up his career recording for Pablo Records, which was Norman Granz's new label after he came out of retirement. And Pablo released a four CD set called Count Basie, The Golden Years, covering his recordings with Pablo during the last 10 years of his life, from June of 72 to June of 83. So I'm going to play some of those tracks for you tonight. I'm going to start out with the Count Basie Big Band Live at the Jazz Santa Monica Civic Center. A tune called Blues and Hosses Flat.
We'll be right back.
was a compilation of Big Band Live at the Santa Monica Civic Center, June of 1972. That was a favorite of the Basie Band and in the Basie book for several years, called Blues and Hosses Flat. And you heard some fine tenor work there by Jimmy Forrest, and Al Gray was on trombone.
I'm going to play a tune, Bags Grooves, which refers to Milt Jackson. He's not with the Modern Jazz Quartet alone on this particular tune. I think the Manhattan Transfer is doing some of the vocals. So let's listen to Bags Groove.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
That's a little different version of Bag's Groove, but I hope you enjoyed it.
Continuing my programming tonight of the Count Basie Band, the Golden Years on Pablo from June of 72 to June of 83. We're going to continue now with a composition called Good Time Blues, an Ernie Wilkins composition. And this was cut on a Pablo album back in July of 75 called Fun Time. Listen to the Basie Band swing through this one.
Thank you.
right. That was the Count Basie Big Band from live from an album called Fun Time that was cut back in July of 75. He had a long piano introductory solo there by Count Basie himself. And then that great trombone, muted trombone, was by Al Gray.
I want to play something by tenor sax player Red Holloway. And he's also backed up by Frank West, who was in the Basie Band playing tenor. In addition to that, Dr. Lonnie Smith is on organ, Melvin Sparks on guitar, but Paul Humphrey drums, doing a tune entitled Still Groovin'. Frank West.
First couple of tracks I did was a Count Basie big band on Pavel Live, and I'm going to turn to some of the things that Count Basie did with the small groups on Pavel, and this is from an album called, appropriately, Basie Jam, and it is a jam session. The tune is called Doublin the Blues, written by Count Basie, a simple blues line, and what an all-star aggregation he's got. He's got Sweets Edison in there, J.J. Johnson, Lockjaw Davis and Zoot Sims, so how can you go wrong? Let's listen to Count Basie and Basie Jam. Thank you. That Little Cooker was Count Basie in a small group setting doing a little Basie jam called Dublin the Blues. And you got a taste of Basie on organ on that one. Basie was just a great little organ player as well as a piano player, but you couldn't get him to sit down at that organ too long.
I'm going to play something by Dizzy Gillespie from a CD entitled School Days. It features him on trumpet. John Coltrane on tenor, Bill Jackson on vibes, Kenny Burrell guitar, Percy Heath on bass, and Kansas Friends on drums doing a tune entitled We Love to Boogie. Pretty strong on vocal, backed up by Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and John Coltrane on tenor.
Well, we're going to return to the Count Basie on Pablo from the years 72 to 82, and I guess show would not be complete if we didn't do Count Basie's classic composition and theme song, 1 o'clock Jump. However, this is done by a small group rather than the big band. And this is a Pablo album cut in January of 77 called the Count Basie Kansas City Five. And members of the Kansas City Five include Milt Jackson on vibes and Joe Pass on guitar. Thank you. Yes, that was a classic Count Basie composition, 1 o'clock jump. We usually hear that with the Count Basie big band, but that was a nice small group version on a Pablo level called the Count Basie Kansas City Five, and had some fine vibe work there by Milt Jackson. The guitar work was by Joe Pass.
I'm going to finish out the first hour, the Feeling of Jazz Tonight, with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Back in 1953, the quartet went to certain colleges to give concerts. One was Oberlin in Ohio, and one was the College of Pacific. I'm going to play some songs from the concert at the College of Pacific. So it features Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond alto sax, Ron Crotty on bass, Joe Dodge drums, doing a tune entitled Lullaby in Rhythm.